Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 1st. Happy Missions Monday. We are so grateful to be back from the family mission trip. It was a wonderful experience, and look forward in the coming days to having someone on the podcast to talk a little more about that. We're in the Christian Standard Bible this week, Acts chapter 15, starting in verse 22, and we'll go through the end of the chapter today. You may remember that yesterday in the reading, the first Jerusalem Council met. That's where the different disciples and apostles met together to discuss what they were going to do about all this Gentile inclusion. So God had made it clear that the Gentiles were now part of the faith, and they were figuring out how to include them. Did they have to obey the law of Moses, or did they not? And so they decided, no, they don't have to obey the law, but there were four things that they set out asking that they do: abstain from things polluted by idols, sexual immorality, eating anything that had been strangled, and from blood. And so today we're going to read about the letter that was sent to the Gentile believers, and then kind of the outcome of the Jerusalem letter. Then at the end of the passage, we'll talk about Paul and Barnabas and how they decide to part ways, go different directions, but they're both continuing to go for the gospel's sake. Acts chapter 15, beginning in verse 22. Then the apostles and the elders, with the whole church, decided to select men who were among them and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, both leading men among the brothers. They wrote, "From the apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the brothers and sisters among the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some without our authorization went out from us and troubled you with their words and unsettled your hearts, we have unanimously decided to select men and send them to you along with our dearly loved Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have sent Judas and Silas, who will personally report the same things by word of mouth. For it was the Holy Spirit's decision and ours not to place further burdens on you beyond these requirements, that you abstain from food offered to idols, from blood, from eating anything that has been strangled, and from sexual immorality. You will do well if you keep yourselves from these things. Farewell." So they were sent off and went down to Antioch, and after gathering the assembly, they delivered the letter. When they read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. Both Judas and Silas, who were also prophets themselves, encouraged the brothers and sisters and strengthened them with a long message. After spending some time there, they were sent back in peace by the brothers and sisters to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas, along with many others, remained in Antioch, teaching and proclaiming the word of the Lord. After some time had passed, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back and visit the brothers and sisters in every town where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing." Barnabas wanted to take along John, who was called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take along this man who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not gone on with them to the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company, and Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed off to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, after being commended by the brothers and sisters to the grace of the Lord. He traveled through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I am just struck with love for God's Word, just because it's a complicated thing that happened in the early church, these Gentile believers and these Jewish believers, and they're trying to work it out. And God calls us as believers today as well to be about unity and working together for the gospel's sake. It says when the Gentiles received the letter, they were delighted. They rejoiced because of the encouragement. And that got me thinking, who can we encourage today? Perhaps, maybe even through a letter of just reminding someone in whom you see the work of Christ. The end of the chapter was interesting because Barnabas and Paul have a disagreement. In verse 39, it says that they had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. We don't think about Paul having conflict with other people. Sometimes we want to make him out to be such a super saint, and he is a saint, but we all know that we sin and we fall short of the glory of God. And so Barnabas and Paul part ways, but the good news is that the gospel goes forward into different lands. Barnabas takes with him John, Mark, and then Paul chooses Silas, and they go forward into Syria and Cilicia. And in tomorrow's reading, we'll read about how they go forward and meet Timothy and also take him along on the journey. Because it is Missions Monday, and because yesterday we had three baptisms and three dedications, I thought it might be a good opportunity for us just to pray for the mission of our church, pray for the new members that are in our fellowship, and all of the children who are growing up in the faith, that we as the body of Christ might come alongside them. If you are not a member of Mountain Brook Baptist, pray for the children in your life, that they might grow and learn what it means to follow Jesus. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the realness, the rawness of it. We thank you, Lord, that Luke set out to write a historical account. We thank you for the witness of the brethren who took the name of Jesus. And because they carried that, we can know you. We can love you. We can follow you. Lord, we are reminded of how weak and fickle and in need we are. And so we ask, Lord, for your forgiveness and your help. And then we want to focus our attention on the children of Mountain Brook Baptist and the children in our lives. We want to thank you, Lord, for new members of Mountain Brook Baptist and ask that you would help them to flourish and that you would help us as we are a stronger church because of their presence here. In the coming days and years, Lord, help us to all commit ourselves again to following you and living our lives in a way so that when others see our good deeds, they might glorify our Father who is in heaven. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.